certainly seem to have burst up to a pretty huge status around the States, at least, pretty quickly. How do you think you managed that?
Well, we've done well, of course, because of the Blue Monday song, but we've also, you know, we've toured a lot with Korn, Limp Bizkit, you know, everybody on the Family Values tour, and then we went back out on the road again. Now we're on our first headlining tour. It seems as if since we released the record, we haven't ever really left the road for more than a week or two. So we've been on the road pretty much, you know, we've been touring consistently the United States since we've put the record out. The only thing we haven't done, besides press, my guitar player and I have gone over to Paris and Germany and stuff, but we haven't played in Europe yet, and we're doing our first European tour coming up, and there was mention of Australia and Japan, but I don't know exactly what's going to happen with that, but I'd love to be playing down there.
We'd love to see you down here.
Thank you very much. I'd be really into doing it. I wonder when it's ever going to happen, because I know we're supposed to start our new record pretty soon, too.
How did you attract the attention of Korn?
I've known Jonathan Davis since he moved from Bakersfield to L.A. I was one of the first people that he met when he came there, and I've known him for a really long time. And we've just been good buddies, and when I did my CD, I had some other record labels that kind of bidding on it, and I gave it to Korn, and they just been happening to get their own record label together. So they put a little proposal together, and it didn't seem any different than signing directly to a major label. So we were like, you know. But the nice things, of course, were, you know, getting to be able to get the tours you want to be on, as opposed to just having a label like throw you out haphazardly into you know, the music arena, so to speak, with some band that you just don't know, and then we're just going to give you like shitty sound or whatever, you know. And Korn obviously was going to take care of us, so they gave us like full sound and everything, so it was really great. So we decided to go with their label, you know.
Is there anything exciting about Elementary Records?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're very artist, you know, oriented. You know, whereas opposed to they don't turn down your songs. They just try to make you help them, try to help you out if they think they need to give you a comment. They might give you a comment, but it's not like, oh, that's unacceptable or anything like that. They're very artist oriented, so I really enjoy that, you know, and that for any artist is like the most exciting thing about a label, is if, you know, they're really letting you have your creative control and creative freedom.